The Patriot counterpoints to propaganda.
Truth, liberty, and the real American way.
You have now enlisted in the Denton and Sasquatch Show.
Your beacon of truth in a world of liars, thieves, and whores. We're looking at you, Biden and Congress. We are podcasting patriots taking the fight to the enemy, never taking freedom for granted because it cannot survive without protection. That is us, the Denton and Sasquatch Show. Our email, dentonandsasshow@gmail.com. We are calling on you. You better get involved, never back down, and never surrender the truth. Welcome to the DNS Show. I am Sasquatch, and he is Denton.
That's what people tell me. And if you want to contact us, you can do it by emailing us at dentonandsasshow@gmail.com. That is Denton, D-E-N-T-O-N, and Sass, which is S-A-S.
Show.
At gmail.com.
It's just so funny because every time you do that, like, you talk all normal, and then you get to the email, and you slow it down like our listeners are idiots. Denton and Sasha.
Maybe it's not there. They're not the idiots. Maybe I'm the idiot.
Well, I would agree with that statement, but...
Ow.
I'm just saying.
Anyway, it's been a great week. How have you been doing?
It's been an all right week, I suppose.
Well, good. You got anything? Or you want to wrap it up now? We could wrap it up right now if you got nothing.
All right.
Well, I ain't got nothing.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Drink up. Have a good night. That'd probably be our highest rated show yet.
Probably.
Well, no. I have some internal business I need to take care of first.
Uh-oh. Do I have to be involved?
You can just listen, I mean, if you want.
All right.
So normally, I mean, today's Tuesday. Normally we do the show, and it's on Mondays. But I get a text from Denton, and he says something about, storm rolling through, not a good day, can we put it off? And I text, yeah, sure, no problem, it happens, whatever. But I just thought, you know, that's very strange indeed. You know, some crazy excuse about a storm and all that. So I do a little digging. Threw on my my detective cap. Well, I can carve a bear, so yes, I can dig.
Well,
but no,
I
put on my detective cap and found this. Dateline, Alabama. A man crashed his car outside of a Bass Pro Shop in Alabama, stripped naked, and plunged into a giant aquarium inside the store, police said.
Well, yes, they call him the street.
According,
you found me. Did you find me? You found me, right?
I found out your secret. You were in the hooscow because you stripped down naked. Jumped into their big old fish tank inside Bass Pro Shop. I knew it.
I didn't jump in the fish tank. I used my pole to catch a catfish that was in there.
I don't want to hear the word pole and naked in the same sentence again. According to Leeds Police Department, Chief Paul Irwin, police responded to the Bass Pro Shop located at 5000 Bass Pro Boulevard just before 9 p.m. Irwin said the man had intentionally struck a pole in the parking lot with his family car. He
said pole. He said pole. That time I did not.
But I didn't use the word naked yet. Then ran inside, took off all of his clothes, and did a cannonball leap into the aquarium and then stood under a waterfall. He left the waterfall to yell at two officers, then dove back into the aquarium, police said. The man eventually climbed over the side of the aquarium and fell to the concrete floor below. Police then apprehended him, the news site AL.com reported. It's very unfortunate that people like this aren't receiving the treatment they need, Irwin said.
Oh, my gosh. What kind of treatment? What can you give them? I mean, seriously.
Well, he's either mentally ill or he's on drugs, one of the two. Either one, he needs treatment.
Never mind.
All right. Well, the man was taken into custody and is charged with public lewdness, disorderly conduct, assault in the second degree, resisting arrest, two counts of reckless endangerment, and two counts of criminal mischief. So what was your bail? How much you have to pay to get out?
Stand by. We have these people called fiddlers or millers, whatever, that they stick their hands in holes to get catfish to grab their arms so they can drag them out.
Those are noodlers.
Noodlers. Okay, that's insane.
Why?
Absolutely insane. So you're going to put your hand in the hole so a big-ass fish can bite your arm?
Well, catfish,
you can drag it out.
They don't have teeth.
So this cat was just... Catfish, get it? This cat just jumped into a tank nude to catch a fish. I don't know what he's sticking what into where. None of my business. Nowadays, you can't say. But I'm saying that is that more crazy than these noodlers? Seriously, think about it. I mean, really.
I'm not much of like an environmentalist or like a PETA type person, but I feel bad for the fish. They had to look at that new guy swimming around in their house.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that everybody's insane nowadays. What is it? Is it in the water? Is it in the food? Why has everybody gone crazy?
Maybe he has TDS.
Turner Broadcast System?
No, Trump Derangement Syndrome.
Oh, that. Oh, TDS.
That's
okay, got it.
Said. Yeah. Yeah, so if you want to know where Denton was, now you know.
I caught a big fish.
Well, I hope you fried it up and had yourself a dinner.
You dang Skippy.
All that trouble, you need to at least get something out of it.
Well, if it's going to leave marks on that place, you know, I'm going to eat it.
All right, moving on to something a little more serious. Do you know what IEI is?
Eeyore.
It's not DEI, it's IEI.
E-I, no, I have no clue what you're talking about.
All right, well, it's IEI. Just a little short blurb here that gives you an understanding. In the spring of 2014, senior Iranian foreign ministry officials initiated a quiet effort to bolster Tehran's image and position on global security issues, particularly its nuclear program, by building ties with a network of influential overseas academics and researchers. They called it the Iran Experts Initiative, or IEI.
Okay, so the Iranians are trying to make themselves sound like they're smart?
Well,
which they are. I mean, seriously, I mean, Iranians aren't stupid people.
I think this was more them getting into certain areas with certain influential people.
Yeah.
Really, it's more spying than anything. So, move on to the next thing here. It's the New York Post. Arian Tabatabai, a U.S. citizen born in Tehran, recalled Iran as a country where one learns about hating Zionists before being able to spell the word in a 2014 Tumblr post, although she also claimed to not want to have anything to do with that. Her father, political philosopher Javed Tabatabai, was one of Iran's most celebrated thinkers before his death in February. Within weeks of the IEI's formation, okay, just from now on, we're just going to call this chick Tabit because her name's hard to spell. So Tabit apparently delivered sending Zahrani articles she wrote in the Boston Globe and the Bulletin of the Atomic Sciences, in which she claimed that Iran needed nuclear capabilities not for weapons but for the production of radioisotopes for medical purposes and for desalination and energy intensive process. Her goal, she explained, now this is going to be a little bit long, but it's going to pay off in the end.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something we really need. Nobody's talking about this, and this is very important. Her goal, she explained to Zahrani, was to show that Iran should not be expected to reduce the number of centrifuges in its ongoing nuclear negotiations. She scored FaceTime with top Iranian officials, including the foreign minister, Mohammad Javed Zarif, to glean quotes for a 2015 paper she published in the Journal of International Affairs, a coup for a PhD candidate. Now, meanwhile, documents show she used her Harvard email address to seek Zahrani's approval of her attendance at the international conferences, and even to request his help as she crafted testimony to deliver to U.S. congressional hearings on the nuclear deal. Now, you got to remember, this was 2015, so who was in office during this time?
Reagan?
No, it would be Obama. He's the one that got us into the Iran nuclear deal, right? So that's what she was doing. She was trying to convince Congress of this. excuse me. Hold on a second. Sorry. Got a little dry there for a second.
Cough syrup, right? You just drank cough syrup.
Well, that could be considered cough syrup.
On air.
Yep. So she says, I will bother you in the coming days, she wrote, confiding that her task before the committee will be very difficult because her fellow witnesses do not have favorable views on Iran. This is how recruited assets speak to their handling officers, former CIA analyst Peter Thoreau told Tablet magazine after reviewing the email chain. Now, as the IEI sought to sway public opinion, Tabat's career zoomed. Imagine that. If you haven't figured it out by now, her career would be here in America. Over the next 5 years, she held prominent positions at a string of major universities and think tanks. And at each stop, she voiced her Iranian sympathies. The balance of power is really what Iran has been seeking, she insisted in November 2018, soon after former President Donald Trump withdrew from the... soon after former President Donald Trump withdrew from the Iran nuclear deal and imposed maximum pressure sanctions on Tehran. Now, we move to 2019. You know, we can ask Iran to give up all missile activity for the future. We can't ask Iran to give up all missile activity for the future, she said at a George Soros-funded Center for American Progress. Now, are you starting to see the names of the people in this and what she's doing?
I don't know who she is. She is nobody to me. But the people you're talking about, yeah, they're looking to destroy us.
Yeah.
When I say us, I'm talking about the West.
Yeah, and she's talking with this foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, and all these big people.
Here's the thing about it. All right, so if you have a strong country, I'm talking about a strong culture, which we don't have, strong borders, which we do not have. We don't even have a language anymore. Hell, I don't know what these kids nowadays are talking. Never mind the people are coming into the country. All right.
Yes.
The country, this nation is destroyed, but we still have a government, which is part of a nation, right? But our
sometimes.
Nation, our government's allowing people to come in. I don't know where you were. Sass, were you cognizant in 2005, 2006 when shit hit the fan in Israel?
Well, I mean, it's happened a lot of times. I don't remember exactly which time that was, but...
Yeah, well, okay. Before then, I was saying, I was writing on forums, hey, guys, guess what? Hezbollah and Hamas has sleeper cells in this country. Now, they will control our politics. And I was being kind of generous. I was thinking that our politicians... were on our side.
Yeah, well,
in other words, they our politicians would not do what needs to be done because the terrorists would blow things up. Turns out that those people are being pulled into this country because our politicians, the globalists, want them here, and they want the terrorists to make a dirty work of everything.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned Hezbollah because that comes up in just a minute. But yes, Obama and Biden both backing this type of thing. But let me go on here.
First off, let me say Biden is nothing. Biden is Obama.
Well, yeah, and this article kind of points to that at the very end, which is sort of where I was headed.
Obama has two bitches. One, his name is Michael, and the other one is Biden.
He's definitely the puppet of Biden, that's for sure.
Yeah.
She goes on to say, you know, we can't ask Iran to give up all missile activity for the future, she said in 2019 at the George Soros-funded center. Oh, I read that already. Zones of possible agreement might be found in the types of missiles Iran could agree to have, Tabata suggested, making no mention of the threat of such weapons would pose to Israel, 1,100 miles away from Iran's border. It's clear that everyone wants a missile program, but it's not clear how far these missiles should be able to go, she continued. The Supreme Leader has said 2,000 kilometers. Others have said 5,000. Those are places that we need to think about. Okay, now she's calling him the Supreme Leader.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is not somebody making this up. No, these are her words. Now that I've read all that, see, I took this story out of order. Now I'm going to go to the very beginning of the story. And you'll start seeing how things come together.
Right.
An Iranian-born Pentagon official is to keep her top-level security clearance despite being named as part of a covert influence campaign run by Tehran and being called a spy by Republicans. Ariana Tabata appeared to be a willing recruit in the covert influence operation run by Tehran's foreign ministry, according to a trove of leaked files revealed last month by Semaphore. She was previously a key aide to the suspended Iran envoy Robert Malley, whose secret ties to Tehran sparked congressional uproar. You may remember that from not too long ago. In fact, it happened right around the time that Hamas attacked Israel. So that's why it didn't get a lot of play. Plus, they didn't want to talk about it. Since early 2022, Tabata has been chief of staff to the Pentagon's Assistant Secretary of Defense for Special Operations and Low-Intensity Conflict, Christopher P. Mayer. Malley was quietly placed on unpaid leave in June for his alleged mishandling of protected material. All right. Those keeping score at home.
I have to ask this question. This is the most important question of this story.
Yes.
Have you seen a picture of her? Is she hot?
She is not. I mean, she's not a bad-looking girl, but she's got real short hair. I don't like short hair on girls. But for those of you keeping score at home, both Obama and Biden lifted the sanctions on Iran. Of course, in November of 2018, President Donald Trump withdrew from the Iran nuclear deal and imposed maximum pressures, sanctions on Tehran. So, this lady is basically a spy. I mean, she says it in her own words in her emails that they obtain, where she writes back to the Supreme Leader and asks for advice and things like that. She was caught up in this Robert Malley thing where he had secret dealings with Iran. And the only reason he got in trouble is because it got leaked out. The Biden administration wouldn't have said anything. So now he's on unpaid leave, but she gets to keep her security access at the Pentagon.
At this point, I'm beginning to sound like Hillary now. What difference does it make? We have no patriots. We are the patriots on the outside. That's it. Sorry. Everybody in government, you can't trust any of them. All right? There's nobody we can trust. All politicians are against us because all politicians are taking money from China. And on top of that, seriously, can you trust Trump even?
I don't know. I mean,
I trust nobody. At this juncture, I trust nobody. But I'll tell you this. All these punk-ass politicians. Okay, look, you're the insider. You're in there. You know what's going on. We have China flowing into our borders. This is like a red alert, code 1, 3, 4, whatever. We're getting invaded. If you're not going into Congress as a politician, as a congressman, as a senator, as a whatever, and killing the people who are allowing this to happen. I mean, think about it. Think about it. You're one of us.
I can't agree with you on that.
And you go into work one day. You go to work and you know who the bad guys are, and you allow them to continue. Sure, Secret Service, somebody's going to pop you in the head, but you're going to take 4 or 5 of these people out.
Well, all right, you MAGA extremist.
No, no, constitutionalist. Our country is going to hell in a handbasket. I don't carry water for Trump.
Okay,
heck, I really don't think I like him.
That's great, constitutionalist, but we do have laws in this country. You can't just go around killing people, even
but
if they're bad people.
You can just open the borders? You open the borders? Well, yeah, exactly. We have laws, right?
Well, so two wrongs make a right?
Enforce them. Enforce them. Okay. All right, so what do we do when our politicians, when our government is opening us up as a nation to total destruction?
Well,
now, you're going to throw rocks at me because I say, hey, come on, you constitutionalists, go to work. When I say go to work, I don't mean just go up, get your lunchbox, and go to Congress. I mean, go to work.
Well, then you're falling right into their hands, because if you remember, Joe Biden just did a speech the other day about...
Bam!
About,
I'm sorry. Did I say bam?
You said never bam. Mind. About MAGA extremists, and I got something on that a little bit later as well. But since you mentioned the border, let's move over to the border real quick.
Okay.
All right, this is from NBC5 Dallas. I know we've got some people in Texas that listen, so you may watch NBC5 in Dallas. The Biden administration is increasingly leaning on Mexico, actually not leaning on Mexico, begging Mexico, to curb the record flow of migrants crossing into the U.S. Now, of course, only because elections are on their way. But Mexico has its own list of ambition asks for the U.S., says officials from both governments familiar with the discussions. In a press conference on Friday, López Obrador, that is the president, I guess you call him, of Mexico.
Almost sounds Irish, doesn't he? López Obrador.
Oh, I'm sure I read it wrong, but he called on the U.S. to approve a plan that would deploy. Now, okay, this is basically his list of demands for Biden. Biden, you want me to help you? Here's my list of demands. So here it is. He wants the U.S. to approve a plan that would deploy $20 billion to Latin America and Caribbean countries.
Oh, screw him. How much money we've been pouring into those nations?
Well, exactly. We've talked about it here. You can go online and look at, USAID.
Yeah,
USAID. There you go. USAID. And see how much money over how many years we've given to these countries already. And that's why he wants it, because he knows it'll sound like they're doing aid to these countries, but then they'll just take it and be richer than they already are. But he also wants the U.S. to suspend the U.S. blockade of Cuba, remove all sanctions against Venezuela, and grant at least 10 million Hispanics living in the U.S. the right to remain here and work legally. And to
screw
that,
you, pal.
I say F U in capital letters.
Unless it means free cigars.
Well, then we can talk.
Yeah.
Responding to those requests, a senior Biden administration official told NBC News that López Obrador, as he's commonly known, has a very ambitious agenda. For some of these things, we would need Congress to act. We share the vision that we need to lift up the region.
Sorry.
So, just letting you know now, coming down the pike, there's going to be some kerfuffle in Congress where they're talking about this, and the Republicans are going to say, we're going to fight this, and there's no way we're going to do, and then they're going to go into some negotiations, and something else is going to happen, and they're going to, and time's going to be running out. What do we do? Oh, my God. Oh, okay, just give them the money. That's what's going
to
happen.
I love the fact you used the word kerfuffle.
It's the only thing that came to mind at the moment.
But you're absolutely right. I mean, it always comes, well, here's a problem, blah, 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 big, it's getting bigger, blah, 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 blah. And then we come to a point, and there's going to be a compromise.
Well, have you ever heard the saying?
Guess what? A compromise means evil will take a big chunk out of whatever's going on.
Yeah, the word compromise is always give the Democrats what they want. But yeah. Have you ever heard the saying, you're either with us or you're against us?
Yeah, well, I think George W. Bush said that.
All right. Well, anybody in Congress that agrees with or sides with or votes with the Democrats, they're against us. So
that goes back to what I said a few minutes earlier. eat them with taters. I didn't say that. I mean, I'm saying it now. I mean, what I'm saying is, if you're against the Constitution, when I say if you're against the Constitution, I mean, if you're talking about compromise, if you're talking this bullshit, if you're not standing up for this country, you're against us.
I agree wholeheartedly.
And we should eat you with taters, because I love taters.
Now, Biden is wanting to slow the flow at the border.
Seriously, does he really?
Well, and just look at how it's handled with two different presidents. Biden goes over there and says, oh, we really want to do this. And they say, okay, well, they basically hold us for ransom and say, well, you got to give us this and all this money and let everybody come in for free and blah, 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 blah. What do you think Trump did? He went over there and said, look, now you're going to implement this Remain in Mexico policy or you're not going to like what I do. And they did it. So when you're at the voting box or in the voting booth, a little less than a year from now, yeah.
But Trump is not, he's not an angel.
Oh, not at all. I don't think I've ever said that he was.
I didn't say you said that. I'm just saying that he's not.
I didn't say that you said that I didn't say that.
We didn't say that. Okay, all I'm saying is he sucks.
He sucks?
He sucks. He actually sucks. He sucks, sucks, sucks.
Okay, well, that's fine. You can have that opinion. Why exactly have you come to that opinion all of a sudden?
Oh, so many reasons. I mean, first off, he's an immoral character. Okay. One. He led the way into more debt.
I'm not going to argue that.
Number three, he's got a hot chick for a wife.
And you're jealous?
And I've got a hot chick for a wife, and I don't like competition on that side. All right?
Understandable.
Number F. I don't know where I'm going with this, but don't trust anybody. That's what I'm saying. Don't trust nobody. You know, that little thing have you heard that little thing that he liked, he promoted on X?
Well, he's not on X, so he couldn't have promoted on X, but
whatever, X or Truth Social, whatever, where it makes him sound like he's Jesus.
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
There's this little thing, if God would have done blah, 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 you know, and I mean, it's just wrong. I mean, I'm pretty easygoing, you know what I'm saying? But he liked it, and what do you call it? Not just liked it, but you push it, whatever.
Repost it?
Yeah, reposted it. No,
well,
dude, I can be just as egotistical as anybody else. But if something makes me look like I'm like Jesus, you think I'm gonna have nothing to do with it? I'm gonna have nothing to do with it.
I am not saying he didn't do that, but at the same time, everything on social media is a lie. So are you sure it was him?
Well, I don't know. Maybe Melania. Who's hot, by the way.
Well, I'm saying there are fake accounts that try to pretend like they're him.
Well, you know so who he is.
Where did you see this? On Fox News?
All right. Yeah.
I'm just saying you have to be sure before you... Don't fall for the trap that they've been doing to everybody where they just throw out all this bad crap and say it was Trump, and then you don't know if it was or not.
Okay. Okay, Melania did it. I don't know. I mean, are you telling me that we don't know? People follow the same account over and over for years, months, days, whatever. And all of a sudden, he reposted something. And all of a sudden, I'm supposed to say, oh, I don't know if it's his account or not.
Well, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying be sure before you're making up your mind. Just today on Twitter, I saw something that somebody posted from Michelle Obama, and everybody was flipping out over what she posted. I looked at it, and I'm like, that doesn't look right. Well, the name is spelled Michelle Obima. It wasn't really Michelle Obama. That's my point. You never know on this stuff if it's real or not. So just make sure you do a little research.
You're making sense. I agree. You're making sense. But this is not that.
Okay, let me ask you this now.
All right.
this is definitely Denton and I arguing because we didn't discuss this. We have, I mean, how could we have? Trump may not be perfect, but if you're not going to vote for Trump, who are you going to vote for?
Oh, I'm going to vote for me.
You're going to ride in Denton?
Damn Skippy, because I don't know anybody who could be a better president than me.
No, you'd make a good dictator, not a good president.
All right. Yeah, I would. All right, but I'd be a great president because I understand how the Constitution is supposed to work. I understand how the Congress is supposed to work and the court's supposed to work.
This coming from the same guy that just wanted to eat people with taters that...
With taters! And hot sauce. But anyway...
I think that's the 12th Amendment? Eat people with taters that aren't following the Constitution?
Pretty much. Understandably, there's going to be a lot of folks that are going to die. It's not my fault. They're wrong. I'm right. They're dead. But what I'm saying is, it's all about the individual's rights. That's what I believe is right.
Well, okay, I agree with you. Individual rights are great, and we need more of them because a lot of them have been taken away. But
I'm waiting for the but.
Well, I mean, you just have to be very careful.
Away.
You just have to be very careful on how you go about riding the ship, because like I said, if people were to do something not advised, then Biden can get back on TV and be like, see, I told you, all of the MAGA extremists, they are going to take us down. We need to kill them all and take them to prison.
And that is so funny you're saying that, because they were talking about that at prepforums.com today, which is actually reposted, is an old thread, you know, about what language should we learn.
Well, I don't know. Prepper form, that doesn't exist to me. But anyway.
Yeah, I know. But the point of the matter is, what language should we learn? Because let's say that our country falls. Who's going to kill us? And what language should we learn?
Well, here's the thing. And we've talked about this on this show plenty of times. It's not a language. They want a one-world government. So it's going to be just a big mishmash of all the languages because they want to rule us from just one giant ivory tower somewhere in the middle of the Pacific Ocean that just looks out over the entire world that they now own. It's the globalist. Yeah. I mean, they're the ones pulling the strings with Iran. They're the ones pulling the strings here. They're the ones doing everything.
But if you're talking about some entity, a national entity that's going to kill us, there's no reason to worry about learning a language.
Well, you don't
worry about learning Mandarin because the Chinese are going to kill. They've already made it very clear they don't want us. There's no reason to want us. They want us dead. They're going to slaughter us.
Well, they got to keep some of us, probably the weaker ones of us, around because they need labor. There's so many different ways I could go with this. I've got another story on almost what we're talking about already.
Well, go for it.
All right. From CNN, the federal judge overseeing the election subversion case against former President Donald Trump in Washington, D.C., was the victim of a swatting call on her home late Sunday night. A source familiar with the matter told CNN. The source told CNN that a male caller said that he had shot his girlfriend and would kill himself. The address the caller provided on the call was the federal judge Tanya Chunkin's address. Swatting incidents are dangerous prank calls that are made to authorities to lure them to a location under the false pretense that a crime has been committed or is in the process of being committed. All right, now let me move over to the Hill. Special Counsel Jack Smith, the prosecutor overseeing former President Trump's federal criminal cases, was swatted on Christmas Day, according to multiple media reports. Police in Montgomery County were told that Smith had shot his wife, causing a police response, NBC first reported. The responding officers were called off after the U.S. Marshals protecting Smith and his family informed them it was a false alarm. Smith is among a number of high-profile recent victims of a string of swatting incidents, attacks that use false reports to police to elicit a law enforcement response. Now, what are the odds that two Democrats, two people that are most likely after Trump, get swatted? But wait, there's more. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu's home reportedly swatted on Christmas Day. The Boston Police Department on Monday said they received a report of a shooting at an address matching Boston Mayor Michelle Wu's home in Rosendale, a neighborhood of Boston, according to multiple media reports. Now, we had all this talk from President and Savior Joe Biden about right-wing MAGA extremists. It must be true, right? But what about this? Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene on Monday said her residence was targeted on Christmas Day following eight previous swatting attempts against the conservative lawmaker. Now, it doesn't take a brilliant detective like Batman or Sherlock Holmes to figure out what's going on. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just thinking about the swatting thing.
Well, you know.
We're on point. We're on point. Psh, what do you see? Psh, snoring. Psh, move in. Psh, moved in. Psh, what's Target doing? Still snoring. Swat me. Swat you. I'm going to sleep through it. You know what I'm saying?
No, I get it. But now, come on, you know that no MAGA person swatted March, right? Nobody
well,
did.
Well, absolutely not. We don't do that kind of stupid stuff.
No, typically we don't, and no MAGA person would do that to her. But now we've got these other Democrats that all of a sudden it started happening to. And it started happening right around the time that Joe Biden was going to start his his authoritarian speech about right-wing MAGA extremists and how they are destroying the democracy of this country. So is anybody connecting the dots?
Yeah.
And if it had been a MAGA person that did this, they would have spared no expense, any agency, to hunt them down and parade them around in front of the propaganda news stations. You know that would have happened.
And eat them with taters.
And what about technology? Are you telling me that the FBI can't figure this shit out?
You know they can.
Or
everything is a charade, if you will.
Well, maybe they're just too busy hauling in January 6 conservatives.
Hmm. Could be that. We only have so much resources. I mean, you're absolutely right. There's only so much resources. And all of our resources are going against MAGA.
Well, now, this is the point from something you were saying earlier that I was going to make. They've already said that Trump is an insurrectionist, so he can't be on the ballot, even though he hasn't been convicted of insurrection, not even charged of insurrection. So the new thing is, well, we can just say you did this, and it's true. So if it's not going to be another country that takes us down, it's going to be the Biden administration by the purview of the Obama administration.
What am I hearing in the background there?
The dog drinking water.
Ha! Okay, cool. No, that bull crap is not the dog, but what you're saying is bull crap. You don't get to say, well, you can't vote for this cat because we think he may have had something to do in. No, it doesn't work that way.
Well,
I don't care what you think.
I agree with you, but they've already done it. Now, it's going to the Supreme Court, and we've all got our fingers crossed that they do the right thing. But you never know. They may have gotten to them already and said, look, if you don't side with us, we've got this dirt on you, we've got that dirt on you, whatever they're going to do. So you never know.
That's kind of scary. That's the very whole thing scary, this Epstein idea. It's an Epstein idea. Seriously. You're in a position. You're in a position. I don't care if it's Congress, Supreme Court, whatever. You're in a position. Oh, by the way, here's a picture. But you don't want that picture to be seen by your wife.
Well, and that's what Epstein was doing. But, yes. And that's why they killed him, because they wanted to do it. They said, oh, you have all this information? We want that.
Right. And this is where this... I'm saying this, and I don't know if it's true, but I'm just saying that this nation is about to fucking explode.
Nah, I don't think so.
And I'm saying that, but then I'm backing it up by saying that probably not, because everybody's watching their 401ks and Food Network.
Well, you know what? It's not even really that. They can use this tactic where they, like they've been doing to the January 6th people, like they've been doing to Donald Trump, where they just keep attacking you and causing you money and just, you know, tightening the grip and making it hurt more and more each time until you finally go, okay, I give.
But you're talking about a person. I'm talking about an idea, ideology.
Well, I know, but MAGA is an ideology. So
yes,
and you can easily see that they want to kill that ideology, because they know,
well, of course,
they know how big it is. So all they got to do is find one person who swatted somebody or said something about Biden in a violent manner or something like that, and then just smash the crap out of that person in front of everybody. It'll be on all the news, and everybody else will go, yeah, I don't want that to happen to me, so I'm just going to shut up. Strong arm tactics. Yes, it's totally it's communist 101.
I agree, but are we going to continue to put up with this stuff? Because I'm tired. I'm old. I'm seriously old. I have more joint pains than anybody can understand. Well, kill me. I'm just saying, kill me.
If you want a peek into the future, look into the past. What just happened recently where they told us unconstitutionally that we had to stay in our homes, and everybody said, okay.
And that's what I'm hoping, that everybody's looking around saying, oh, that was a good ground run. Let's try it again. We're going to kick your ass this time. But I can't say that, because today I went to the pharmacy. And going to the pharmacy for my wife, I went through town. Do you know how many people I saw with a face mask? That doesn't make any... Do you people... What? Seriously. You're wearing a mask. Because the flu notion is going up. You can't read? The mask don't do you no good for the flu or COVID for nothing, or any of those viruses. It don't stop it, you idiots. But those people, they vote. Kind of sucks, doesn't it?
I see.
I mean, it's kind of fun when you, you know, it's really entertaining when you're in a car, you see someone else in a car by themselves wearing a mask, and you kind of point and laugh and chuckle. But those people, they suck. They suck, and they vote.
They do.
So here's the. This is where we're at. And if you're honest with yourself, you're thinking, well, it's an isolated incident. No, you know you see more than you think you do. You actually see a lot of folks. Go to Walmart. Go to CVS. Go to wherever you go. Look at how many people are wearing masks to protect themselves from a virus. What virus? Doesn't matter. A virus. The mask does it protect you from a virus? But these dumbasses are wearing a mask.
Well, how did they work that magic? How did they get people to believe that they were going to die if they didn't put a mask on?
All they had to do was get the media to say that you need to wear a mask.
Well, they use fear, which is exactly what I'm saying they will do with anybody that speaks out against them. They will use one person as an example and smash the crap out of them, and then everybody else will get fearful, like they did with the masks, and say, okay, we're not going to fight back.
To Sasquatch's point, that sounds so Fox News bullshit to me. To his point, whatever. But what you said, what did you say? I just lost my... I just got caught up in a little stuff. But they will use whatever it is to get you to do what they want. Would you please get me back on track?
Well, yeah, I said they would use somebody as an example to smash and put fear in people, and everybody will just shut up like they did about the masks and put them on and be good little subservient serfs. Our country is going to fall from within.
Yeah. Oh, we're so doomed, it's not even funny, because we're so stupid. We are. Think about it. We are. We care more about celebrities and all this crap. What is this crap? I mean, I click on to Fox News, and I see, I go two or three steps down. It's always about some football player's girlfriend. Have you noticed that?
I don't know, because I don't go to Fox News.
We have so much crap. Well, it's about a football player's girlfriend, and it's always some hot chick that some chick is dating a football player.
Yeah, it's the Taylor Swift stuff, I'm sure, because that's the football player and the girl. Yeah.
Yes, but guess what? It's not just her. There's like two or three others, and they're making a big thing about football and hot chicks. It's so stupid.
Well, you know how to assess Fox News? I'll tell you right here. It's real easy. Like I said, I don't go to Fox, but I saw this, I think, on Twitter or somewhere, where they had a headline that said, in a head-to-head matchup, the only person that can beat Biden is Haley. So... There you go. That's all you need to know about Fox News. They are bought and paid for by the left because they want Haley in there because she is...
By the globalists.
Yes, the globalists, the elite. They own her. Mm-hmm. So they're pushing for Haley. That's what they want.
At this point in time, I'm pretty sure that we're about to, like, implode ourselves.
Sounds messy.
Yeah. And so I'm thinking we need to stop the show right now because we're going to get hog nasty, start saying bad words, and all the bad people are going to come out and kill us.
Well, if Denton is saying we need to stop, then we need to stop because he is the arbiter of what can happen.
Well, I'm just saying that, look here, folks, you know where it's going, and we know where it's going, and... We're going to continue to try to let you know what we know, and you need to let us know what you know by emailing us at DentonAndSassShow@gmail.com. Because guess what? What is that? What is that show where the end of the world, bam, and had what's his name, and he was in a trailer? Oh my gosh, Woody Harrelson. Are you there?
I vaguely remember what you're talking about. Yeah, it was some TV show where he was in a trailer and got saved somehow and was like the only person on Earth. Last Man on Earth, was that what it was called?
No, he didn't get saved, he got blown up. But that's going to be a spoiler. But we are that. We're not doing shortwave. We're doing this show right here. We are your go-to. You go to us and tell us what you think at DentonAndSassShow@gmail.com. And yeah, it doesn't matter if you do or not, because we're doomed. Sass, what do we do?
Well, you need to drink up and remember that the president of this country is allowing an Iranian spy to keep her credentials to stay in the Pentagon and see our secrets.
And he's an idiot. Good night. Bye-bye. Oh, we're doomed. We are so doomed. It's not even freaking funny.